A man is known by the company he keeps, they say. If it is so, then everyone is bound to have their baggage of loneliness with them as companions. Loneliness is not something that doesn't exist at all with any human being on earth. Every human being feels lonely in his life at some point or other. It's but natural to have such feelings, because that's what makes us all human, and that is why we are as we are. If we shed some light on why we feel aloof or lonely at times, we would be very much astonished, or even probably surprised, by the results. We ourselves are responsible for our self-defined gloominess. This is because at times we really feel that we are uncared for or feel someone doesn't understand us. Sometimes we overanalyze real-life situations and have this growing sense of self-pity inside us. This feeling always gives us thoughts which picturize us always receiving the wrong end of the stick in life. The truth might not always be true if we touch our heart and see. It's just that our expectations in life and from people around us, or circumstances that we are facing, have got the better of us. Expectation is the silent killer which murders millions of mushy and time-tested relationships. If there would have been no expectations from anyone, the world would have been a much better place to be. If there would have been no expectations, not many people would have had an aching heart, and a lifelong grouse against theirs would have been better halves. If it wouldn't have been for unreasonable expectations, not many couples would have divorced each other. How to come out of expectations, then? Good question. The answer is, when you give something, don't expect anything in return. When our mother gave birth to us, she never expected that we will give birth to her. She has just fulfilled her desire to raise a family and live for them. In the same way, let our actions make us live for ourselves, and let not expectations screw up the major portion of your lives. Let us have the freedom and willpower to express our love, affection, and longingness for people whenever we feel. Let us not restrict our freedom of expression just because he or she is not responding the way we want them to. Well, all in all, a little bit of loneliness is good for a self-analysis, to keep a check over your actions. Introspection always makes you communicate with the inner self. But too much of introspection can make you scale the altitude of self-pity. So show restraint at the right time.